recognize that BPL has the potential of emitting harmful interference, and they set out some rules on how to deploy BPL network to avoid the interference issues, which our company has been doing from the very beginning, even before the FCC ruling. We knew there was an issue. The equipment manufacturers that we use, they have technology embedded that enables us to avoid that interference, and there's several different ways to do it.
How do you do that?
Well, one of them, so I mentioned to you before about the basic design criteria,
right,
where you've got a concentrator unit and then you have to put in repeaters. And the reason you have to put in repeaters is because you're broadcasting at a certain power. If you really amp the power up, you wouldn't need so many repeaters.
Right.
But the problem there is you're interfering. So
right,
we start by emitting at a low power. And we can control the power remotely via the software, so that if we find that there is a possibly maybe a ham radio station that is being interfered, we can go in and lower
right
the power at that installation, and we can also notch out specific signals, so we can find out where that ham radio operator is broadcasting, and we'll go notch that signal out so that we mitigate that issue.
Notch out means you stop broadcasting at that frequency.
Oh yes. So we're not interfering with that
right
installation.
And the basic solution here is, you're saying if you were broadcasting at a higher with more power, it would set up these dangerous signals for these other users. So the solution is to broadcast at a lower power level, but put in more repeaters so that the signal sort of sneaks through and doesn't bother anybody.
That's exactly right. Plus the ability to go in and actually carve out a signal if it is interfering with a certain installation. So now those were addressed in the FCC ruling. And as I mentioned, we've been doing that from the very beginning,
okay,
all of our pilot projects.
Have you had much problem with that in practice?
Not yet. We have not had a problem, and I don't believe in Manassas they've had a problem. In the other commercial deployments, there have been a couple that have had issues, but they are not operating any longer.
Is there also kind of a sociological element that allows you to set up some ongoing relationship with the ham operator association in the area so that you can be talking to each other about this?
Definitely. I mean, we do that and plan to do it in every community that we work with before we ever deploy the system, notify the local community that it's going to be deployed, and inviting all of the ham radio operators to come in and help us during the design process.
Right.
So that if there are installations, we're working around it from the very beginning. We'd rather address it in the beginning than address it after it's been installed.
Okay. Now, are there